Welcome back here, calls of the game here, our final segment here on WesternKansasNews.com after the 14-3 Scott City win on Friday night at home against the Holcomb Longhorns. Here are some of the comments from assistant coach Dakota Hayes after the game. We're joined here in the post game by assistant coach Dakota Hayes, and this wasn't an easy win for you guys here tonight, and Holcomb came out punching Scott City early on here, but you guys were able to settle down after a timeout there. And after Holcomb had some big surges in that first half, Holcomb only had one first down the final three quarters, and that's a test to your defense, setting you guys up pretty good.
You know, coming into the game, we knew it was going to be a tough one. I mean, Holcomb knows what we do well, and we know what Holcomb does well, and we've had some pretty epic battles in the past, and so when coming in and knowing that our defense is going to have to really tighten up, and it's always been a fairly low scoring affair. I mean, you got those off years and whatnot, but yeah, it was big to hold them to one first down in the last three quarters there. So,
but you know, it's kind of a slow start once again for you guys, second straight game, and I know that's got to be a pretty big concern. But you guys were starting to get a little bit of that momentum in the second quarter, even though you weren't able to finish drives before that third quarter. It must have been a heartfelt message in that locker room because you took it two plays and into the end zone.
It's one of those things that sometimes, you know, and this is a testament to Coach Turner, he really knows how to rally his troops. He knows exactly what to say to get across to those kids and get them to do the best that they can. And, you know, going in there, we knew that, you know, we had a big test in front of us. We're down 3-0. We get the ball back. We need to go down and score and make it a game. So,
well, and Cale Goodman, he had a pretty monster game, big monster game on both sides. Had him around 32 carries, over 160 yards tonight, but he also made some big tackles, and we saw Hunter Yeager blitz in there and make some punishing hits. But your offensive line, especially in that second half, just paved the way for your running backs, and I don't know, there was maybe minimal times where he had maybe 1 yard or less.
Yeah, you know, that offensive line does a great job. They're often the unsung heroes of a football game, I think, and just to get them knowing that they're doing well, and we got a good core group of kids in there, and I think they work really well together. So,
I think this is a game tonight where you guys can learn a lot more. This is a good team. This is a big team from Holcomb, bigger than Hugoton up front from last week. But what do you take away into week three next week coming up with the Goodland Cowboys in a big district game to start off?
Going into next week, you know, we got to obviously quit shooting ourselves in the foot, penalties and you know, turnovers and all that stuff. And, you know, just settle down and play Scott City football. You know, run the ball well, keep from getting it ripped out of your hands or fumbling it or anything like that. So,
well, a big win for you guys, 14-3, a rally from a 3-0 halftime deficit, and a big win here. Congratulations, Coach. And three drives this year out of your four scores, 80-plus yard drives. They just love those long, sustained drives.
They do. They like to eat the clock and go them extra yards. So,
well, thanks again, as always, Coach, and we'll see you next week.
Right, once again, thanks to assistant coach Dakota Hayes for the post-game interview after the Beavers won that game 14-3. Taking a look at the final numbers here for you, it was a defensive battle for Scott City, and for a second straight game, the defense was just phenomenal. This time, they were much better on the passing side, only 12 passing yards for Holcomb in the game. Holcomb had a lot of the running in the first half, 105 yards. It was Colby Johnson, sophomore, ended up with 94 yards unofficially on 19 carries on the night. And as I mentioned, Scott said we'd hold Holcomb to 117 yards of offense. Longhorns are just 1 of 11 on third downs and 0 for 1 on fourth downs. And they only had four first downs. Three of those came in the first quarter and one in the second. None in the second half. The offense for Scott City, they moved the ball and mentioned some penalties and some drive stallers there, penalties and a couple of big turnovers, but they would finish with 315 yards of offense, 296 on the ground, just 19 through the air. Harrison King, 3 of 11 passing for just 19 yards and an interception in the second quarter. But it was Cale Goodman who had the bulk of the carries for Scott City. He had 33 carries, a career high, also a career high, 169 yards in the touchdown. Brandon Winterland had 9 rushes for 39 yards. Hunter Yeager would have 10 rushes for 56 yards. Parker Gooden had 1 touchdown. He had 5 carries, 28 yards. But the Beavers would have 315 yards of offense. So second straight game where they had over 290 yards of rushing offense. And so they've been solid on the ground over the first two games. And I mentioned earlier they had 21 first downs, a nice offensive outburst on the ground, 296 yards once again. They were 9 of 18 on third down and just 0 of 1 on fourth down on Friday night against the Holcomb Longhorns. But it's a win, 14-3. They're 2-0, and it's a three-game road trip, and it begins district play on week three for Scott City on Friday night at Goodland. That's a 7 o'clock Central Time kickoff there at Cowboys Stadium. Goodland 0-2 on the year. They struggled again, losing 49-12 to the Ulysses Tigers, who picked up the first win. Holcomb and Colby, that'll be an intriguing game on Friday night in the league. They're Longhorns will be hosting Colby. 1-1 are the Longhorns. 2-0 is Colby after they won 16-8 over Hugoton on Friday night. No scoring in that game up at Denton Field in the second half. So that'll be an interesting battle there. Really, the top half of the top two-thirds of this league, pretty balanced and pretty even across the board. And Scott City got two of those wins. They're 2-0. Colby also 2-0, the lone undefeated teams in the league. But district play begins for Scott City on a Friday night. Hope you enjoyed our second edition of Sounds of the Game. It's been fun here. I'm Adam Kadavy. We'll talk to you Friday night once again for week three of high school football in the district opener. This has been a presentation on WesternKansasNews.com.